What? No, I'm not crying again. Hey, that's not funny.
Okay, well, I can't help if the first and last 10 minutes of Tarzan makes me emotional, okay? Whatever, meanie. Yeah, I'm sticking my tongue out at you. Okay, fine, but you gotta make it up to-
No, stop. Stop. Oh, okay. I forgive you. Just stop tickling me.
Oh. How do you always win in these situations? Yet, you always call me the one spoiled. Well, I like being in your arms as well, so I guess it's a win-win situation. And it has been a while since we could do this, though. I know it's been pretty stressful lately for the both of us. Yeah. And after our argument last week, I think we really needed this time together. Look, I know we try not to bring up past arguments, and mostly after we've resolved them, but we had that argument over stress, and I said some pretty nasty things, and yeah, we made up like we usually do, but this is important. Look, I know you've been working so hard recently, but you've been so unforgiving towards yourself, and I feel you really, really deserve to be appreciated more. Mostly from me. You've been working so hard these past months, and you've been doing so much to reach your goal. You think that you need to work harder? You always say that you aren't doing enough, but baby, when I look at you, I see someone who does so much. Someone working their butt off just to reach their goal. Which you will in no time, seeing how much effort you've been putting in on a daily basis. And on top of that, you care so much about the people around you. Your family, relatives, friends, me, and even strangers. You have such a generous heart, it amazes me. I look at you and I see someone who's phenomenal. I know I don't say this enough, but I can't believe I even have you in my life. I just feel so blessed being with you like this. Here, in your arms. And time flies so fast these days, plus we haven't had much time together, but times like this, when I can be with you, it's as if time stops and I can talk to you for hours, or pleasant silence overtakes us, and we just get lost in our own thoughts, with the comfort of one another. What I mean to say is that I love you, and you're amazing, and what you have and are doing is amazing, so don't ever think or say that you are not doing enough. Aww. Well, you always compliment me. I really don't get to say this enough. Are those tears? What? No, I did not go through that whole heartfelt spiel just to get you emotional. But you usually are pretty stoic and cool-headed, so I guess it's kind of nice seeing that the spoiled crybaby has won over the one with the stone-cold heart. Hey, hey, don't look at me like that. Weren't you the one that gave yourself that title when I called you heartless over that one scene of the movie? Or those few scenes? No, but all jokes aside, I really meant all that I just said. And I'm always here for you, no matter what. But you know that. What? No, I didn't forget that. I know I promised you we can play video games after the movie. Hey, hey. Come on. You know, since I've been procrastinating lately, I've actually been using that time to step up my game. So, you better watch out before, you know, you're saying stuff like that. Yeah, we'll see about that. Okay. Well, then get up your butt so I can kick your ass in this game.